Yeah, the story I'm about to tell you, I've heard it over and over again from my grandmother and my grandpas and the elderly people that got together and they would be telling stories. And many times, more than twice, I've heard the story how Akak, the history of Akak, how the village become Akak. The people before Akak was established by two people, married people, there was an old village across the river. And in that old village, there was a couple, young couple, that couldn't have no children. And this guy, her husband, was a man. What you call a man is a hunter, provider, good provider. And, well, anyway, the story goes, one spring, the husband came back, and he was holding a little brown bear cub. And they started raising that little brown cub. And eventually, the brown bear cub grew and bigger and hard to handle. And every time the father came back, so-called the father came back, if he didn't catch any game, the brown bear cub would growl and make noise and start being mean in the little village. So the elders of the village got together and talked about it and bring those two couples over and told them both, we can't tolerate brown bear cub you guys have because it's getting to be dangerous. It might harm us or harm the children in this village. Can you take that brown bear cub somewhere and get rid of it? Or if you ain't going to get rid of it, move away from the village with the brown bear cub. Or you guys can move right across there on the other side of the river, of the village. Well, the couple had no choice. They weren't about to move away from the village, away from their relatives. So they moved on the other side, on this side, took that little brown bear cub. Well, it was no longer a little brown bear cub. It was big. And the people across there used to call those people Akermilk. You know, people from on the other side. And this is the way Akak started, from those two couples with the brown bear cub. And then later on, it became a legend.